I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Thank you for investing this time in yourself, setting aside this time every single day, this daily discipline, this morning ritual, to think about your life, where you're going, getting more specific, and then thinking about the thoughts every single day, and the actions, the consistent actions that you are taking, or the things you're not doing, right? That highest and best use of your time to get to that life that you took the time to really think about, right? Just a little bit every single day, 20 minutes, a half an hour, listening to this Morning Connection podcast before you go back to the real world and all the challenges that are standing in front of you, all the daily stressors, all the other things, all the people in your life. You're taking this time for you. I congratulate you for that, keeping it going here on this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. So many people out there giving you their thoughts and opinions. So many people out there. Man, I'll tell you, I'm in a position right now where I'm looking for an influx of new information, right? I realize that, you know, put in a lot of time. I've had a lot of sources over the years. I've had my own definite plans, been working hard, chipping away, doing all the things that I encourage you to do. I'm on myself to do those things myself and to take them to higher levels of thought and higher levels of execution. I'm in this process just like you are. You know, I've come to a point where, now, I'm not saying that I've learned everything I can, and I've completed all the things I thought were going to take me to the next level, right? I mean, I've got a to-do list or things that I know that can help me from my own thoughts that I need to keep on working at, keep on chipping away, keep on keeping on with, right? Complete more tasks, things on my list, right? At the same time, I am close to probably one of the times in my life where I'm closer to where I've exhausted all the resources that I currently have, meaning my own thoughts, my own ideas of how things should work and how they should how things should happen. That's how hard I've been working, where all my ideas, or the majority of my ideas, again, you know, I still have a list of things to do, but the majority are exhausted. And, you know, heck, I'm just like you. I'm not nowhere even close to where I want to go. So I realize that the only way that I'm going to expand, put more tools in my toolbox, so to speak, find new strategies, create a different way of thinking, if that's what it takes. I know how to get to this point in my life, right? I've done this point. And there's good things about it. There's things that are challenging about it. But that stupendous, that awesome life that I really want, right? I've never been there before, right? So I'm going to have to, I have my theories on how to get there, right? But to get there, it's going to take a new way of thinking. It's going to take new thoughts, new tools in my toolbox, like I said. And I'm going to have to get that from somebody else, right? Whether it's through a book, whether it's through somebody else's podcast in those areas, somebody's, I'm going to be on their Facebook fan page, right? I'm going to meet them. I'm going to go to business meetings, trade shows, seminars. To get to that next level, those new thoughts and actions that I'm going to need to get there, I'm going to have to go out and aggressively get them from somewhere else, right? And, I realize, man, there's so many people shouting at you, so many people saying that their way is the best way. And I don't know if you're like me, is, you know, you kind of dip in there and say, hey, that person, they seem like they know what they're talking about. I'm going to dive into that. But man, you just get so overwhelmed because it's this whole new world, this new way of thinking, that you may bookmark the website, you may like the Facebook page or whatever, but you never really jump into it and really learn their thoughts and their actions, right? And it could be for a lot of reasons. Maybe you haven't designated the time. Maybe you're not completely sold that they can help you, or their ways of thinking and doing can really help you. Or maybe it's overwhelm. You know, I don't know. I think I go through all those myself. But again, it's going to take an influx of new thinking for me to become that person I've never become before, right? And so by you taking the time and you're listening to this guy, you're hearing all my stories, all my successes, all my failures, coming from my world, all the challenges, the way I've wiggled to this way in life through the six-time national bodybuilding champion, through supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, whatever brought me to this point is probably a different path than you, right? And so I look at the world differently, and I'm talking to you about the way that I look at the world and life and business and family and putting it all together and keep on keeping on and motivation and driving health, fitness, building muscle, all those things. It's coming from a whole different angle. And so you're finding in me a way to stimulate new thoughts and actions, right? And so I know that there's a lot of people talking about you. I'm looking for mentors. I'm looking for a podcast. I'm looking for a website that I can find on so interesting that I commit to and I listen to every single day, if they even have a service every single day, right? I'm looking for somebody I can lock into in the areas of my life when I take to the next level, just like you found this podcast. So, you know, sometimes in life we're working hard, we're doing our thing, and maybe some people say, hey, you're doing really well, or you made a lot of improvement. And maybe we intellectually even know that, but it's just not fast enough for us, or we don't really think we're improving the way that we should, whatever that means, the way that we should, right? And I'm just here as your friend, you know, as your buddy, however you look at me, this voice on this podcast, someone who is going where you're going or working hard to get to where you're going. Maybe I'm a little bit further ahead than you. Maybe I'm not, right? That this is working. Just spending this 20 minutes every single day and interjecting new thoughts, stimulating new thoughts, whether you agree with what I'm saying, whether or not it sounds like the same thing. You know, it's just a different story I'm telling, coming from a different angle. Even though it sounds like the same thing, sometimes you got to hear things, you know, 20 different times before it makes an impact. And maybe sometimes the impact won't even show up for 6 months from now or a year from now. And then something in the back of your mind, something that you heard me say, stimulating new thoughts in you that you can't even, you know, find the right timing or the right situation to implement until like 6 months or a year from now. But you did the work. You set yourself up by investing this time in yourself every single day. And so you're prepared. And, you know, that 6 months and that 12 months, boy, it's going to happen before you even realize it. So keep on doing this. Keep on making this part of your ritual. You know, get into conversations like this with, you know, your friends or like-minded people. So you stimulate more thought. It really becomes who you are, not just something who you dabble in, you dabble with, right? It really becomes a part of your identity. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. You can see my entire product line and watch videos of what they will do for you. And it's not just about only building all kinds of crazy muscle and losing that body fat. It's also about being healthy. So go to skiplacour.com, click the links that say Mass Machine Nutrition. You'll see my product line and everything that it does for you, and watch some videos, right? If you're listening to this on iTunes, click on over to skiplacour.com. And if you're listening to this because you see the link to this Morning Connection podcast on bodybuilding.com, you're just one click away in investing in Mass Machine Nutrition. And thank you so much for your support. If you're on Facebook, you got the links there, go over to skiplacour.com, right? And if you're, you know, on bodybuilding.com, or if you're on iTunes, and you, a lot of stuff going on my Facebook page, so click on over to facebook.com/skiplacour page. That's facebook.com/skiplacour page. All right, so last night was a big night for my wife. We turn off the television. We just set aside a good solid hour. And I've been talking about this last few days, about sharpening the saw, about getting a new vision of what we want as a family and where we're going. And so what we did is we turned on the recording and we talked about, you know, our lives over the last couple of years and all the time, energy, and effort we put to get in to the position that we're in right now. And, you know, talking about the things that we did well, some of the things we need to improve upon, but most importantly, the conversation went about what we really want, getting more specific about that. And then, you know, what we think, again, this is what we think we have to do to get there. And like I said, I'm just like you. I can have great ideas. If I just do this, this, and this and get enthusiastic, that's going to, you know, create this lifestyle and events and experiences and emotions that I really want. But I really don't know if I've never been there, right? It isn't like I've done it before. And so I know with absolute certainty if I do this, this, and this, that it's going to make it happen. Right? And so it's not our situation either. We can just come up with our best laid plans. And so that's what we spent a lot of time really talking about, really doing is a great way to, you know, connect and talk about. And just it felt really good, really positive of what we have to do and as a team, as a unit. But I really think the thing that that I think is cool about it is recording it. You know, and did it through an audio and then, you know, put that on the computer file and put it under the folder LaCour Family Plans and then dated it. Something to look back on, you know, 6 months, a year from now. And what really gave me the idea of doing this recording, and I think I was talking about, is I listened to a recording of myself talking about where I was in life, having a discussion 5 years ago, about 5 years ago to the day, and what I was thinking, what I was doing, what my plans were. And like I said, it was really interesting listening to that recording from 5 years ago. I ran into about, you know, five of these recordings because the thoughts were, seemed very similar. You know, a lot of stuff that I'm saying, talking about doing, they were very, very similar. It was just that, you know, and I have, a lot of things have changed over the last 5 years for me. All the things that I talked about back then, especially the big things, you know, finding such an awesome woman, getting married, having such a great connected relationship. We have our daughter, you know, my Mass Machine nutrition business was a dream for a long time. I think that I've talked about it back when, you know, I was a bodybuilder. There was many different, I registered, you know, the name for Mass Machine Nutrition, actually 10 years actually before I launched the company. So I was thinking it way back then. Now I was really entrenched in my bodybuilding, competitive bodybuilding journey at that time. But I was talking about it then. And through those 10 years, there's a lot of attempts at it, probably three or four attempts. But I didn't really totally go for it. I was still, you know, a bodybuilder at that time. And I didn't want to, or I decided not to break away from that to jump in to something just as or more challenging than the supplement company. So that was a big dream for me for a long time. A lot of talking, not a lot of doing though. And so that was another thing that has transpired over the last 5 years. Those are huge things that, you know, the family, the wife, you know, the business that, man, I tell you, when I was the addicted bodybuilder, the competitive bodybuilder, really going through life alone, really focused on my muscles and winning trophies and writing articles. That type of thinking, man, where I'm at right now is, you know, such a big improvement as far as the quality of life than I was back then. It my man formation, as I call it. Not, and again, it's not to take away anything that I've accomplished in the past. This just adds to the quality, you know. So when I'm walking around, hey, is life good? Is it challenging? Life's a lot better in a lot of ways. And that was all part of the whole puzzle. So, you know, in those 5 years, I have set up, at least, I have put myself in a position with a lot. It's made some improvements. It's just that I look back and I think, wow, if I know what I know now, right, And if I were to go back 5 years, and let's just assume that I can have all the things that I have accomplished, could I have been more directed, more focused, had better vision every single day, and have made the progress that I've made, plus a whole lot more? And so, you know, I talked about this yesterday as I'm still kind of processing that conversation to say, did I make a lot of progress in 5 years? And I have the evidence to see that there was a lot of progress. But there's a part of me thinking, man, I could have done a lot better than that if I had more focus, more thought, better strategies, right? So I want to make sure the next 5 years are as productive and even more than my last 5 years were, right? And so that was the purpose of us getting together and our powwowing and our talk about our dreams and our visions, our wants, our desires, and also, you know, appreciating where we have come from in our thoughts and our actions and, you know, what we need to do. And that's what I kind of want to talk about. A couple of things I want to talk about during this Morning Connection podcast is that, you know, it's the vision. The more clear you can make that vision of what it is you want and the detail, you know, and these are things that I've done. If you have my Manformation program, hell, even if you have my Mindset and Actions of a Champion, Bodybuilding Mastery, step-by-step, you'll see that I created this dream life, pages and pages of this dream life, this detailed life that I want to work to. I don't know, that was written, finalized 5-6 years ago, right? But it took me months and months of getting, it was like a term paper. You work on it, put it aside, work on it. I didn't just sit down one day and I knew everything I wanted with my life in great detail and I wrote it out, right? That, it took work. It developed over time. But if you look at that over those years, and again, was that 6 years ago? That 7 years? I don't really remember at this point. But, you know, a lot of things are happening because I took the time. I got a clear vision. So in the front of your mind, in the back of your mind, subconsciously, consciously, you're always moving towards something because you created something in your mind. That took a lot of work. So if you think you're going to just sit down and you're going to just route this detailed dream life with everything you want, don't put that kind of pressure on yourself because you'll probably get going and you go, I don't know what I want. It's okay not to know what you want. It may take, you know, 20 sittings. I'm sure I revised that thing 50 times before I came up to the finalized one. And I probably need to, even though I took a lot of time, I feel really good about that. I need to get, you know, more clear and more focused on different aspects of it, right? So the more clear you can become, so that's what we're doing now with pictures, with images, right, of what it is we want. But really, it's taking the time. Do we want this? No, what do we really want? All the stuff that I ask you, you know. And then the second thing, and it's what I touched on in the beginning of this podcast, is that we don't know. We don't know as a family how to get to that point. We have never been there before. You know, we may have theories on how to get there. It's kind of like in the bodybuilding and training world, you know. You have these 22, 23-year-old guys, crazy passionate about bodybuilding and training. Oh, and they know exactly how to get to become the most muscular, leanest, whatever, how to train. They got it down. Even though they've never been there before, right? They've got their science books that tell them that the human body only does this. So if you do this, this, and this, you will have this, you know, awesome physique, right? And they're so, they really entrenched in that belief. And if you go against what their science books on science and training say, then you're a bro, you're an idiot or whatever, right? There's some things that, you know, are definitely true about science and training. But that's like, oh, just do this, this, and this, and this, and you can, make $1 million. Or you do this, this, and this, this. This is what this science book says, and you can create this, you know, thriving business. And although, you know, there's something to be said about those principles, the driving force to make it all work is really in your mind. It's that desire. Hell, if you don't have the desire, if you don't have the mental flexibility, the emotional toughness, you know, those are just strategies, right? And they leave that part out, and that's really the most important part. You give me a guy who has just the fire and the desire in his belly to just have an awesome physique, that he's willing to make the sacrifices. It becomes part of his identity. He just wants to be known as the muscle guy or the fitness guy, right? He doesn't have all these like 22 interests, you know, for whatever reason, whether you consider that right or wrong or imbalanced or whatever. He's just got this just burning desire, and it's part of his identity. Hell, you can give him substandard, non-scientific strategies, and he's going to do so much better than the guy with these perfect, you know, strategies, science-based strategies, right? With just not even, like, significantly less. I don't, like, one isn't black and one's white. You can just, he's only 70% of the heart and desire, whether he realizes it or not, as the guy who has that burning desire, and it's his identity. The guy with the burning desire and has his identity will beat and be more productive and have a whole lot different experience than the guy who has 70% of that passion and desire, but he has the most effective strategies, right? It's that mindset and everything. And that's what I get you to think about all the time. You know, with this internet and Google searches, if I don't know, whatever you want. You want to train your dog. You want to have the best relationship in the world. You want to have your own business. You want to have a body. I mean, trust me, you could probably Google that up, you know, and get that information, a step-by-step system, where if you had the fire and desire, you can make that work. It would probably just be a matter of time. I am sure that information is just totally available to you. But if you don't have that heart and desire, all that information all over the internet that's maybe sitting out there for free, you haven't found it yet, you haven't printed it out yet, you aren't applying it yet. Why? That fire in your belly. So we have to find these things, we have to think about these things, about getting that fire in your belly, right? So one is just getting that image as clear as you can, revisiting it every single day, making it sharper and sharper in your mind, right? And so just doing whatever you can to get that fire in your belly, to stoke it, stoke it, stoke it, right? And remind yourself of it. You don't want to think, oh yeah, remember 6 months ago I was really into that? No, you want to know every single day of those 6 months that this is where you're going, this is who you are, this is what you're going to achieve, and you are unstoppable, right? Every single day you stoke that fire, you just create more and more heat, more and more fire in your belly, right? But then the second part is, you don't know how to get there. You don't know how to think or take action or the strategies, right? You've never actually felt it. And that's okay. I mean, if you've already felt it, then what kind of ambitious goal would that be, right? So you're going to have to get an influx. You're going to have to be introduced to new thoughts and actions. And you know what? Some of them may work. Some of them may not work. That goes back into sharpening that saw, getting more information, you know, a new thought, finding a mentor, finding a coach, listening to this Morning Connection podcast, right? To take on new actions, to become that person that you've never become before. And so that's what we realize. And so we talked about having to go outside of, you know, our comfort zone. You know, this is stuff you're good at, the stuff you really enjoy, right? Those are the things that you naturally gravitate towards, right? You feel comfortable. You get better and better at those things you're already kind of good at and you already enjoy. The things that you don't, you know you should do, but don't enjoy them quite so much, maybe it's because you don't know how to actually do it, or just not who you are. Those are the things that you need to think about, talk about, dive into, even if it feels uncomfortable. That's what's going to get you to that point that you want to go. So if you find yourself going to the same websites, listening to the same things all the time, if you don't feel a little bit uncomfortable or out of your element as you're taking on this new information and these new thoughts, right? If they're not challenging your current way of thinking, then maybe that's not stimulating enough to help you become that person that you've never, you know, come before. So Strategy is getting that fire in your belly, stoking that fire in your belly with mental images, revisiting those mental images every single day, and then introducing new thoughts, new ways of thinking, new people, people who have accomplished that. Not, you know, just talking to my buddy James Canzanella this morning before I went on this podcast, right? And, you know, he's really into internet marketing, that whole business and the whole setup and what works. And I kind of stopped him for something is that, you know, he asked me, I don't know if he really asked my opinion, but maybe I was offering my opinion. I stopped myself and I said, hey, wait a second, you know, you shouldn't be asking me anything. I shouldn't be giving you my opinion. I know nothing, you know, I know nothing. I'm just giving you just some opinion based on nothing. I certainly haven't succeeded at that. I haven't even put the time into it. I should be offering no opinion, no thought. I shouldn't be validating what you're doing because I have no idea if that's right. And I shouldn't be criticizing what you're doing because I wouldn't know if that's right. And it just made me think is that, you know, you can't hang around people who are struggling just like you or people who haven't made it over to the other side just like you haven't yet. Right? Because all you're going to, it's the blind leading the blind, so to speak. You got to get to that uncomfortable zone where you're just a baby. You're just a rookie. You don't know jack shit. You know, you want to, but you don't. Maybe you have this other place to go. Maybe it's fitness or whatever that you feel so comfortable. If you just hung in that area, you'd feel king of your castle. You'll feel more in control. You'd feel more at home, more confident. Man, you got to go into that place where you don't know anything. You're the low man on the totem pole. You're the dumbest person in the room, right? That's the only way that you're going to interject those new thoughts and have the people who have actually have done that, right? So a lot of things to think about this morning podcast is, you know, again, as we're all in this journey, we're all in this challenge, this game, this puzzle, trying to figure it out together. Hey, thanks so much for your emails. I've been posting some emails on my Facebook page about, you know, how this podcast is helping you. I really appreciate that as we work our way to 100 days with Skip LaCour with these Morning Connection podcasts, 100 podcasts. Got something planned for you for 90 through 100, you know. It should be interesting that I'm putting some time into. But thank you so much for those emails, posting those up, take a look at those. Maybe that will entice other people to join in on this morning ritual or this Morning Connection podcast. Because who knows? I mean, as I get things down, make this thing work, maybe this is something I'll be doing like 365 days a year. I mean, who knows, right? Thank you again for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you for those of you who really want to take your bodybuilding and training efforts to the next level, who are investing in my information products, Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course, and Manformation. Check that out on skiplacour.com. Skiplacour.com. You can click the link for Results University. Skiplacour.com/results. And for my one-on-one coaching students, this is Friday. I have one-on-one coaching students. Check that out. If you like this type of information and you'd like it me to kind of go over it with your specific situation. So, you know, you're listening to this, you might find this helpful. You can get from point A to point B a lot faster. You know, if you had somebody who you, their job was just to talk about you and your life and help you look at your life from a different perspective to give you that new way of thinking and doing and bounce off new ideas so you're just not saying the same things over and over and over again in your head, right? And a friend can't do that. A friend, that's not their job to take care of you like it would be my job to coach you, right? It's our half an hour every single week, same day of the week. It's just all about you, right? A friend, you know, that's not their job. You know, they got their own life and their own worries. And so they're put in a position where even if they were listening to your problems, your challenges, what you're going through, which, you know, a good friend could do, are they coming from the right perspective? You know, and what if they have to tell you something that was offensive, that you might find offensive, that they might, you might be so passionate and so determined to go in a direction, they just totally agree with it. It's a lot for a friend to say, look, I think you're doing it all wrong, because you're going to be mad at them. And what if they didn't say it eloquently because, you know, they don't spend all this time trying to, you know, explain things to you in a way that is so politically correct and not hurt your feelings. That's not their job, right? So usually they don't say anything. They let you drive off that cliff, right? They're protecting themselves. Again, it's not their job. Or what they'll do is they don't take the time to think about your situation, and then they inject their own values, what they believe to be true. Like if they were in your position, they would do it this way. And that's based on their life, their goals, which are totally different than yours. So they're just basing it on their life. That's not good information either. So you're going to get information that's biased, based on their values, that really may confuse you more than anything else. So they're just going to shut up because they don't want to offend you, right? And then even all that time you spend with that friend, and they really weren't helpful, they didn't give you the right nudge when you needed it or worked from your perspective, that's almost even harmful to you. And the reason why is you've already said, okay, I'm going to do this. It may not be working, but I'm going to keep on doing this, right? I think this is the right way. And you've said it in your own mind like 5,000 times, right? All that did was talk to your friends was now you've said it 5,001 times, just reaffirming the way you're going, which may or may not be the right way to go. So there's a lot of value of forcing you to think about your life every single week, where it's all about you and where you're going. And again, not just this general talk, but specifically about your situation, your goals. So send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. If you're interested in one-on-one coaching, you can click the link on skiplacour.com under coaching. Got a video where I talk about the whole program and how you can sign up for 3, 6, and 12 month coaching sessions. All right. So, hey, before we sign off for this morning connection podcast, let's go through our ritual. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? Right. We all have one of those things. Maybe it's not something huge all the time, but we always stretch ourselves past what we think we normally would, sometimes by a whole lot, sometimes by just a little. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed you? You stretch yourself a little bit more than you normally would. What was that cool moment? What was that moment with all the stuff going around, something you observe, something, I don't know, the beauty in a tree, the beauty in conversation, the beauty in your mate. Maybe you just enjoyed a TV show. Maybe you had an amazing meal that tasted well. Of course, the things like you looked in the mirror and saw the physique that you built, some of the rewards or whatever, but I don't know, what was it yesterday, that cool moment that life is great, things are going to work out just fine, right? That happy moment. And then what's that thing that you really, really want? And, you know, by this time, either there's so many things you want to choose from and you're trying to lock on to one, or you've been locking on to one. And the picture of what it is you really want, that thing that if you were unstoppable, if you did all these things that we talked about, you figured out this puzzle, this game, this challenge, this combination lock, right? You got things going for 3 months, for 6 months, for a year, for 3 years, then boom, it would result in this thing that I really want, this life that I really want, these experiences that I really want. Boom, that is it. Something that if I was unstoppable, on fire, had this amazing streak going of just total awesomeness, this is what I would get. This is what I really want. All right? And is that picture getting more clear, more detailed in your mind? You got to first see it. That's what we talked about, right, in this morning connection podcast. And then when we can really see it, we can work backwards and we can start stepping up and doing the things that we know that we should do. We will start finding the different strategies. We'll find the people. We'll do the things that we need to do. We'll get the new thoughts, interject it into our way of thinking to become the person who can actually achieve that. It all starts with that vision. And like I said, a vision board, posting pictures is great, but the more you can make it real in your mind and then actually feel it, feel yourself in the picture, feel the temperature of what it would be like on that sandy beach in Hawaii or whatever it is in your own beach house in Hawaii or whatever. Actually, just feel it in your body. Start there, all right? So that's going to do it for this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you very much again for taking the time and investing this in you. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.